But when you put the two together, either high coliform or high nitrate, about 40% of the wells were not, you're not supposed to have any coliform in your well. It wasn't, when we sampled again in spring, we got some lower rates. For comparison, these are statewide rates from a number of sources listed down below. So total coliform is typically in the 28 to 23 range. Nitrate is in the 7 to 10% range. So you're running like kind of high on nitrate and just a little high on bacteria. Okay, so now let's figure out, like, do we have fecal material present, right? So I showed you one of those hemodialysis filters before. This work was really done by Joel Stockdick and Aaron from the lab up there. From the wells where we had problems, we sampled every quarter, so every 4 months. And each time it was 34 to 35 wells, right? So we're going to test these 138 wells to see, well, is there poop? It's really what it comes down to, fecal indicators. So not to be rude, but like, you know, you eat and you excrete, right? And you excrete things like Bacteroides. It's not a pathogenic bacteria. It's just like you just poop it, right? Cryptosporidium, other things. These are all things that could be coming out of you. Cattles have a different set. Pigs have a different set, right? So these were all the targets that we tested those samples for. And what we found is that there was human wastewater present. There was indications of cattle manure and a little bit of pig manure. 26 wells were positive for multiple fecal sources. We got a different signal in the Northeast. There's a lot of CAFOs up there, and we had a lot more manure hits and much less human hits. And I kind of thought about this a lot because I was, you know, plotting up wells and trying to match wells with samples. There's a lot of sort of exurbia development around here. We're like outside Platteville, where it's not real big lots, and each lot has its own well and its own septic. So you're putting a source very near your own well. And I asked somebody, I think it was Linda Zwickert when she was still with Grant County, and she's like, you know, because there's so much topography, to have like a centralized sewage system, you'd have to have all these lift pumps and stuff, and it would just be really expensive. So I think partly that karst landscape and the hilliness of it is why the development is happening the way it is, but I think it also may be a factor in terms of human wastewater, because the biggest predictor of whether you'd have a human wastewater hit was density of septic systems. Okay, last point, and then we are done. Okay, this is your aquifers again, right? Upper aquifer, shale layer, lower aquifer. If you case a well so that it's open in this upper aquifer, that's all it's gonna see. Like this is the steel pipe, and then where it's dashed, that's like open rock wall. This kind of construction is great, right? Because it's cased through the aquitard, and it's only open to the deep system. And the reason I'm going to go into this is because now we're going to look at nitrate data in relation to aquifers. When you look at the map of all the results, nothing really leaps out at you with patterns, right? But if you look at it by aquifer, right, then you start to see some patterns. So here are the Sinope wells that were, the screen was in the open part of the hole was in the Sinope. And if you look at that, like 31% exceeded the nitrate standard, okay? If you look at the deep aquifer, 5% exceeded the nitrate standard.